News. I'm Ed Donahue. The ceremony to honor the more than 2,300 U.S. servicemen killed in the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor is underway in Hawaii, with a moment of silence at the start, at the exact moment the assault began 82 years ago. A half dozen survivors who are still living, most of them over 100 years old, traveled to the site of the December 7th, 1941 attack that drew the U.S. into World War II. Ike Schaab from Oregon is there. He remembers.
We were pretty startled. It was pretty startled. Startled and scared to death. All in the same breath. How do you say?
Schaab was aboard the USS Dobbin when he heard a call for a fire rescue party. Schaab is now 103. A judge in Texas is giving a pregnant woman whose fetus has a fatal diagnosis permission to get an abortion in an unprecedented challenge of an abortion ban in Texas. The Biden administration is putting pharmaceutical companies on notice, warning them that if the price of certain drugs is too high, the government might cancel their patent protection and allow rivals to make their own versions. At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the government is responding to the deadly mass shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
At the president's direction, we have federal officials on the ground supporting local response efforts and providing all necessary assistance. The newly established Office of Gun Violence Prevention is also coordinating federal resources to help the community recover from this tragedy.
Three people were killed. The gunman was killed in a shootout with police. He was identified as a longtime business professor who had unsuccessfully tried to get a job at UNLV. Former President Donald Trump is appealing a ruling that found he's not immune from criminal prosecution. The case is headed to trial in Washington, D.C. in March. Mexico City was rattled by a moderate 5.8 magnitude earthquake. This is AP News. The movie Oppenheimer will be released to theaters in Japan next year. The AP's Margie Zaralletta has the story.
Oppenheimer has made more than $950 million worldwide since its release in July, but it has never played in Japan. A story about the man credited with inventing the atomic bomb is a sensitive topic in Japan. Thousands were killed when the U.S. dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. Japanese film distributor Bitter's End says after months of thoughtful dialogue about the subject matter, the movie will have a theatrical release in Japan. Bitter's End says Oppenheimer is a singular cinematic experience that transcends traditional storytelling. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
An attorney for Jonathan Majors presented grainy security footage from a Manhattan nightclub in efforts to cast doubt on the accuser's claim she suffered excruciating pain and injuries following an alleged assault by the actor. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.